let's talk about artificial intelligence and UBI. And, you know, as I was doing this today, we've had, all these people who are the founding, should we call them founding fathers of AI? You got Jeffrey Hinton in the UK, Sam Altman, who was kind of his, Jeffrey Hinton was his mentor. And all these people, they're pushing artificial intelligence, and they're also pushing universal basic income. And we have seen many indications of this. Remember when Michael Bloomberg was running for president, that short period of time, nobody wanted him. But when he was running, there were these articles, everybody said, hey, look at this. He called farmers stupid. And no, he didn't, actually. I mean, he does think that farmers are stupid. He thinks that everybody but him is stupid. He was talking about the agrarian culture. He said, you know, we used to be farmers, and then we replaced them. We had people in the factories. Now we're going to replace them. And he goes, the smart ones of us are figuring out how we're going to take people's jobs. And we just got to figure out how we're going to pacify them with universal basic income so that they don't come after us with guillotines. That's always been the plan. That has always been the plan. And artificial intelligence and robotics are key to taking people's jobs. And they've been talking for over a decade about how, well, you know, by 2030, we're going to have replaced, 50 some odd percent of people in the transportation industry with self-driving this and that, and in manufacturing. And then when we get to white collar jobs like doctors and lawyers, we're going to replace 70 to 75% of them. So what are we going to do to pacify these people? We're going to give them money. Universal basic income. You see, AI and UBI go hand in hand and always have. And if you stop and think about it, it makes perfectly good sense. Here's the insight I think you need to think about. The fact that all welfare and universal basic income is welfare. All welfare is designed to create dependency. It's designed as, if you remember in H.G. Wells' Time Machine. Right? He goes forward into the future, and he finds the Eloi there, you know, these little pink, cuddly things, and they're kind of soft and fat, and they can't really do anything, and they're just so happy with their little life and everything. But then there's the Morlocks who really run things, and they're underground, and they come out of the ground every once in a while, and they snatch one of these Eloys and eat them. But they feed him for the most part. So they're kind of, this is his evolutionary idea of what happens. But you understand, he was one of the seminal thinkers in the technocratic movement. And the technocracy sees themselves as Morlocks. And they see you as Eloy. You're what's for dinner. All welfare is designed to pacify people, to create dependency, and so is artificial intelligence. It's there to pacify you. It's there to entertain you to death. It's to make sure that you can't do anything useful. You can't build. You can't repair. You can't grow anything. The AI and the robots will do it all for you. And then they will, keep you pacified until you die, until they can reduce the number of you, you see. And so universal basic income and AI have a common goal: to create dependency, pacification, and ultimately depopulation. That's the threat of AI, folks. It's not the Terminator scenario. And these people who are behind it are very clever, very devious, Morlocks, that's the way they see themselves, who seek to dominate, to control us, to use us for their own purposes, to feed on us if necessary. So Jeffrey Hinton, world-renowned artificial intelligence AI expert, often referred to as the godfather of AI, recently consulted with members of the UK's government at Downing Street, where he advised lawmakers to consider adopting a universal basic income approach, UBI, to address the impending threat of job losses. Yeah. And again, what he's talking about when he says universal basic income, the income is very basic. We're talking about $1,000 a month. And do you think they're going to make that keep pace with inflation? No. According to Hinton, the AI revolution will mostly benefit the rich, he said. Yeah, by design. Laypersons, blue-collar workers, and those employed in jobs that can be automated stand to lose their means of income, and that's going to be bad for society. By the way, it's not just blue-collar, it's going to be white-collar. See, they don't tell you that. And I tell you that because that's a result of a South Korean study that was done around 2012. South Korea said it's going to be white-collar jobs more than anything else. He said, I was consulted by the people in Downing Street, said Hinton, and I advised them that universal basic income was a good idea. And of course, Bloomberg thought so a long time ago as well. They're all on the same page. Before becoming one of the most famous CEOs in the tech industry, OpenAI co-founder Sam Altman studied under Hinton and helped to pioneer the neural network. These days, Altman is known for his tenure as OpenAI's CEO, as well as his full-throated support for UBI. Altman's other venture, WorldCoin, is focused on providing universal basic income through the adoption of a cryptocurrency token provided free of charge to anyone who signs up for the service and submits to a retinal scan to verify their identity. So it's got everything right there. We're going to inventory you, and we'll give you a little, you know, 30 pieces of silver or whatever. We've got this orb. You look into the orb. It gets your retinal scan. And then we'll give you a little bit of WorldCoin for joining our global database and getting a global biometric ID. Sam Altman, he's a demon in training, but I think he's already graduated, frankly. You're going to hear a lot about him. He's going to be, as Gates dies, and he's going to be replaced by Altman. And, of course, Altman co-founded OpenAI with Elon Musk. We're supposed to believe that Elon Musk is now the good guy and Altman is the bad guy. Good cop, bad cop. Good AI developer, bad AI developer. I don't think so. Both Hinton and Altman have expressed their belief that AI could pose an existential threat to humanity, but they're lying to you about the means. It'll pose an existential threat to humanity from people like Altman and Hinton and Musk, who are behind it. They're running the deception.
The David Knight Show is a critical thinking super spreader. If you've been exposed to logic by listening to the David Knight Show, please do your part and try not to spread it. Financial support or simply telling others about the show causes this dangerous information to spread farther. People have to trust me. Trust the science. Wear your mask. Take your vaccine. Don't ask questions.
Using free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.